I just want to call your attention to one word from Matthew 28, 19, where Jesus said, go. And God called Moses to go from the wilderness to face Pharaoh. God called David from the sheepfold to face Goliath. And God called Joshua and the children of Israel to go up from the wilderness into the promised land, up to the city of Jericho. And God has called you to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The word go is a word of authority. Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. You know, that would be an audacious claim for anyone to make, that they had all authority in heaven and in earth. But the disciples, of course, by that time had seen that that was in fact the case. And Jesus had authority over demons. Jesus had authority over wind and waves. Jesus had authority even over death itself. And now he comes to them in the imperative and says, after all you've seen and observed after following me for 3 years, you should go. And my question tonight is, should demons and disease and death obey Jesus and not his own blood-bought people? This is not a suggestion. It is a command. We are to go. Not only is it a word of authority, but it is a word of action. Jesus did not say, sit ye therefore. He did not say, stay ye therefore. He did not say, contemplate going or think about going or have good intentions about going one day. He did not say, give ye therefore. He did not in Matthew 28 say, pray ye therefore. Though we know we're supposed to give and we know we're supposed to pray, if we're not careful, those things can be substitutes for going. It's a word of action. We're to get up from where we are and go out. We're to get up from Fort Worth and go to some lost person in the Metroplex. We're to get up from Fort Worth and go to the state of Texas. We're to get up from Fort Worth and go to the country. And yes, we're to get up from Fort Worth and go into all the world. Too many of us have taken the action out of our Christian lives. You were saved and made to go. It's a word of authority. It's a word of action. Lastly, it is a word of association. Because Jesus says, as you go, I go with you. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Aren't you glad that when you go for God, God goes with you? He does. He's promised that he would. Maybe you're afraid to get on an airplane. Maybe you don't think you have the money to go on a short-term mission trip. Maybe you worry that you wouldn't have anything to offer to one of the groups. Let me tell you today, where God guides, he provides. We've heard testimony after testimony about that tonight. And where God calls, he enables those who have the faith to step out and answer the call. You just go for God, and God will go with you. Here's my question for you tonight. Wouldn't you like to at least one time in your life do something that couldn't be explained any other way than that God was with you? When you go, God goes with you. Now, we heard it so many times tonight, and they really fed into this message, so I'm thankful for that. If you have the opportunity, you should go on a mission trip. You have the opportunity. If the door is open, you should go on a mission trip. The door is open. If God calls you to go on a mission trip, you should go on a mission trip. You don't need a call. You have a command. You were made to go. And so, church, when January comes around and it's time to hear about a new crop of mission trips, you shouldn't need an excuse to go. You should need an excuse to stay. You have a command to go. Let's pray. Our Father, we're so thankful for all that we've heard tonight. And this has been such a joyful night to hear about souls trusting Christ, to hear about these pastors and missionaries who were encouraged by our groups, to hear about the great relationships that were formed on the teams, and to hear about the wonderful time that they had. Lord, I can't believe you allow us to be part of this. Out of all the people on planet Earth, we must be singularly blessed. Lord, I pray that this pulsating desire to get the gospel to the nations will continue to be the very DNA of our church. And Lord, that as we come up to 2026, that many who have never taken seriously or personally the call to go would truly take it seriously and truly take it personally. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.